You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Let's look at your entertainment options for the week ahead, and we're going to start with an events diary. It's a very, very busy weekend in Cape Town this weekend. I mean, we had about 20 different events to choose between. I'm going to just try and give you a bit of a selection of different alternatives, starting with the reminder that a lot of the very popular markets are back this weekend. They're reopening after being closed for the winter season. That includes the Boschendal Friday Night Market, which is on this evening from 6 until 9 p.m. at Boschendal Farm. Live music, Boschendal Fresh Farm produce and food stalls. Obviously, their wine will be available, local artisanal crafts as well. And just a reminder that Boschendal is a cashless farm. You can pay by credit card or with Zapper and SnapScan if you'd like to go and shop at the Boschendal Friday Night Market. There's no cover charge to get in. It opens at 6 o'clock tonight. Also back is the Country Craft Market in Somerset West, located at Southey's Vines in Main Road. That is back tomorrow morning between 9 and 2 after its winter break. Arts and crafts, food, craft beer, great coffee and live music. It's child and pet friendly as well as wheelchair accessible. That's the Country Craft Market in Somerset West. Maker's Landing is hosting a halal market tomorrow and Sunday, curated by conscious meat merchants. And the market aims to celebrate premium halal artisans, showcasing leaders in the food industry, as well as elements of design, clothing, art and music. Maker's Landing, as you probably know, is at the cruise terminal at the waterfront, and that market is open Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 6. No cover charge applies. A Heritage Groove Day music market is happening tomorrow in Greenpoint at the Salesian Football Club in Stephenway. Loads of delectable food as well as obviously good music, taking you back to the hottest 80s, 90s and noughties hits, some hip-hop and R&B, and a little I'm a piano in the mix as well. Tickets for this event are R75 and you can buy them on Quicket. You're searching for the Heritage Groove Day music market. Just down the road in Seapoint, Regent Road is actually going to be closed off tomorrow from noon until 9:30 in the evening, and that's for a Heritage Day street dining festival. The restaurants, the galleries, the hotels and stores are all going to spill off onto the pavements and make it a very festive day to stroll up and down Regent Road doing a bit of shopping and eating. They're going to be closing Regent Road between Church Road and Solomon's Road starting at noon tomorrow. Once again, there's no cover charge to attend. You simply arrive, park somewhere outside of that precinct and go and do a bit of shopping. For some, Heritage Day means Braai Day, and Niederburg is tapping into the Braai festivities with a feast of meat and sides at Niederburg Wines in Paarl. It's from today until Sunday, so running throughout the weekend. The cost is R550 a head, which gets you a delicious meal, including a mouth-watering tomahawk beef steak and loads of trimmings and sides and sweet finishes. The kids are looked after with burry rolls and jumping castles and milkshakes. There's an outdoor play area for them as well on the lawn of the manor house. To book, you need to send an email to info@niederburg.com or give the farm a phone call. It is essential to pre-book if you'd like to attend the Braai weekend at Niederburg. If Poikikos is more your game, you want to be at the Odemoorland Eco Village tomorrow, an event in support of the non-profit The Charity Bookshop. They're hosting a celebrity cook-off poiki competition. Jenny Morris is one of the celebrity chefs, very well known to our audience, and they're all going to be competing for the title of the Queen or King of the Pot. Spectators are welcome. Guests pay R120 to attend and taste and enjoy all the side entertainments, which include some comedy and music and dance. Okay, let's head on over to a little bit of theatre and art and music news, shall we? We're going to have our main theatre pick in a moment, but just to let you know, if you feel like celebrating South Africa's music heritage, there's a show called Jabulani, a homegrown tribute, on tonight at the Drama Factory in the Strand. It's paying tribute to many much-loved South African artists, and the show features hits by Brenda Fassie, Clouts, Miriam Makeba, Bright Blue, Johannes Kerkorrel, Sipho Hot Sticks Mabuse, and many more. If that sounds like your cup of tea, the show is at 7:30 this evening at the Drama Factory in Strand. Tickets are R220 and can be booked via thedramafactory.co.za. And then lastly, I'll pick out the Iziko Heritage Weekend. It's their Inherit Festival, hosted by Iziko Museums. Highlights of the event include a tour and artist walkabout of their exhibitions, a public discussion by Zeik Simdar, live music from Mama Sylvia and Khadiwe Mdolielwa, indigenous games for all to enjoy. There will be drum majorettes, kiddies activities, and adults can also explore all kinds of presentations around space and science and edible insects and more. It's concentrated at the Iziko South African Museum in the Gardens. Some events happening at the nearby Iziko Slave Lodge. No cost to attend. It's tomorrow on Heritage Day itself. And all the information you need is on iziko.org.za.